Hello and welcome back to the MJA podcast. My name is Kate Swanell and I am the journal's news and online editor. We all know that an intern's life can be a very stressful one, and there isn't a hospital in the country that isn't looking for ways to improve their lot. At Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital and Royal Perth Hospital, a program of peer-led mentoring has proven successful in helping interns navigate the system. Dr. Sonia Chanchlani is the lead author of research detailing that program, and she is my guest on the pod today. What prompted you to do this research?
In 2014, I was a registrar working at a tertiary teaching hospital, and I was working closely with the hospital administration and education team. And I was approached by members of our Junior Doctor Society highlighting the rising statistics of junior doctor burnout, compassion fatigue, and mental health issues. So, of course, interns and residents at our organization weren't immune to these issues highlighted in the literature, which included stressors of transitioning from medical school into busy hospital organizations, as well as ongoing pressure to meet the requirements of vocational training programs. This was also around the same time that workplace bullying from other organizations were being regularly highlighted in the national media. And it was clear that a combination of all of these issues could have an impact on the care delivered to patients. So we got the green light from our education and executive team to explore the literature for guidance on appropriate interventions. And that's where we came across the concept of mentoring programs potentially being helpful. The international evidence highlighted the success of these types of programs for senior medical staff and nursing. However, the papers never seemed to answer the question of why these programs were successful and whether it was appropriate for junior doctors in an Australian healthcare setting. And we figured that if we were asking these questions, surely other hospitals were also looking for similar solutions.
For sure.
So we decided to work together to not only address the gap in the literature, but also implement an intervention to help our junior doctors.
So tell us about the design of the study. Why did you make the choices you did in that setting?
Yeah, so the design of our study is quite unique. For obvious reasons, the medical community holds randomized control design as the gold standard for new interventions, whereby there's a control group who doesn't experience the intervention and the study group that does. So we used this approach and divided up our recruited interns into a group that would receive a resident mentor that was only 2 or 3 years or senior, and a group that would not receive a mentor, in an effort to evaluate the impact of the program on the psychosocial well-being of these doctors. Now, most previous literature limited evaluation of these issues at a quantitative level using surveys and numerical scaling. The problem is that type of methodology doesn't go into the depth of how and why an intervention like a mentoring program would be useful. For that, we needed to incorporate a more qualitative approach using in-depth interviews and focus groups with our recruited doctors at the completion of the program 12 months later. So the interviews explore the degree of communication between the mentored pairs, as well as the overall value of the program in regards to emotional burnout, organizational engagement, job satisfaction, sense of support, and psychosocial well-being of the mentee.
Was the choice of whether to have a mentor or not up to the students, or were they just simply randomized?
Yes, it was a volunteer. It was a voluntary program. And so interns that were keen on receiving a mentor signed up to the research that year and were either cohorted into the group to receive or not to receive a mentor.
How willing were the second and third year interns to be mentors? I mean, they're under fair amounts of pressure themselves.
The second or third year residents?
Residents, yes, sorry.
Yeah. So the as most doctors remember the difficulty and stressors of their intern year, we actually had no problem recruiting mentors.
Cool.
We ran a pilot program in 2014 that clarified a number of logistical questions, including the fact that interns preferred peer mentors that were only 2 or 3 years their senior, as they were regarded to better understand their needs. As soon as we put out the advert, we were inundated with resident volunteers, which not only was encouraging, but I think it speaks to the degree of necessity our juniors believed in the time of intervention.
I'm chatting today with Sonia Chanchlani, who was Acting Director of Clinical Training at Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital before her recent move back to Canada. Her co-authored research is available at mja.com.au and it is open access. So what were your major results, Sonia?
So a majority of new interns participated in our study, and we conducted multiple interviews to validate our program design and assess results based on feedback from interns with mentors, mm-hmm. without mentors, as well as interviews with the mentors themselves and members of the education team. By immersing ourselves in the interview data, the two major themes concluded that one, our peer-led mentoring program helped navigate new interns through the complex healthcare system, and two, it helped enhance their sense of community. So the interns who were allocated mentors reported high levels of satisfaction with the program and a positive impact on stress levels, morale, sense of support, job satisfaction, and psychosocial well-being when compared to reports from participants without mentors.
Did those results surprise you at all?
To tell you the truth, the results themselves didn't surprise me and confirmed our hypothesis about the value of the program. They were directly related to pretty much most of the stressors highlighted in the key papers, which concluded that junior doctors may have difficulty coping with demands of constantly changing placements, furthering their career, and maintaining social and personal networks. The mentored interns were repeatedly saying that they appreciated the extra support and reassurance the mentors provided, as well as the help with job applications and career guidance. What did surprise me was the extent of positive impact the program had on the resident mentors and the benefit they got out of the program. Although that was outside of the parameters of our research, the basic data highlighted their sense of pride. And I believe that this is an opportunity for further research within this cohort.
Did the interns that weren't mentored, did they give any reasons why they chose not to be?
Ethically, we weren't able to approach the juniors that chose not to participate in the research. However, the group of interns that did sign up for the program and were randomized to not receive a mentor, mm-hmm. those interns did express significant disappointment during the interviews.
Yeah.
Although they understood the nature of the study and the importance of evaluating these types of interventions, they obviously heard about and saw the benefit of having a peer mentor from their colleagues. And although the study ended in 2015 and I left the organization, I was advised the following year that a significant majority of new interns did sign up for the program.
Do you have hopes for this program in terms of a national rollout or spreading the word that it's a good idea?
Of course, and in fact, since 2015, I've spoken at various educational and junior doctor conferences and helped a number of hospitals across Australia roll out peer mentoring programs. The biggest barrier to a hospital commencing something like this is concern about costs, mm-hmm. training requirements, and governance or appropriate oversight. Our experience highlighted that the costs can essentially be negligible, as our interns believe the type of support they required from a peer mentor to facilitate navigation within the organization and develop a sense of community did not require extra training. Mm-hmm. It was basic information that the mentors attained through their experience, and even if they couldn't help firsthand, they could point the junior in the right direction.
Yeah.
Hospitals that train interns have a medical education team that oversees their training and support needs, and peer mentoring programs should play a supplementary role and are not intended to replace the support provided by these teams. But I personally have had no problems working with willing organizations to implement this program, and the sustainability lies in the success as interns sign up to be peer mentors in the subsequent years.
Thank you.
Okay.
My thanks to my special guest today. Don't forget that all our podcasts are open access and available at www.mja.com.au/podcasts. Or you can subscribe to our feed at iTunes. My name's Kate Swanell, and we'll see you next time.